The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News.
I'll get bored with you and feel trapped because that's what happens with me.
That'll do, Pete. That'll do.
Houston, we have a problem.
You're wearing a sweater that was selected for you by the people in this room from a pile of stuff.
Those sounds mean it's time once again to go behind the scenes of a classic movie.
Gentlemen, the 3,000 block of Las Vegas Boulevard, otherwise known as the Bellagio, the Mirage, and the MGM Grand. Together, they're three of the most profitable casinos in Las Vegas. Let me see. This is the vault at the Bellagio. It's located below the strip, beneath 200 feet of solid earth. It safeguards every dime that passes through each of the three casinos above it. And we're going to rob it.
Smash and grab job, huh?
Slightly more complicated than that.
Oh, yeah.
This is courtesy of Frank Catton, new blackjack dealer at the Bellagio. Okay, bad news first. This place houses a security system that rivals most nuclear missile silos. First, we have to get within the casino cages, which anybody will tell you takes more than a smile. Next, through these doors, each of which requires a different six-digit code changed every 12 hours. Past those lies the elevator. This is where it gets tricky. The elevator won't move without authorized fingerprint identification,
which we can't fake,
and vocal confirmation from both the security system within the Bellagio and the vault below,
which we won't get.
It sounds like a Mission Impossible, but it's a scene from the 2001 film Ocean's 11, directed by Steven Soderbergh, and the first installment of the Ocean's franchise. To tell us all about it, Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. This is a big one. Big blockbuster with a hell of a cast. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Don Cheadle, Andy Garcia, Bernie Mac, Elliot Gould, Carl Reiner, and Julia Roberts. I'd get a breath. So many people. And you put all that star power into a film and you just hope that it works. Well, it worked.
Is this movie a remake? Because I remember there was an Ocean's 11 before.
There was, with the Rat Pack and Frank Sinatra and them all back in 1960. So here we are with this one in the year 2001, but 40 years, 4 decades later. And they really have spruced it up. Ted Griffin, who was brought in to do the script, really decided that the whole thing should be much more buddy. And he looked and inspired. He was inspired by The Magnificent Seven and The Great Escape, because in those movies, the actors had a shorthand with each other that only they understood. So he decided to write the script in that way. But the casting was hilarious. I mean, everybody and his mother was considered. And people were in and people were out. Scott Kahn and Casey Affleck eventually got the parts of the Malloy twins, who had been supposed to be played by Luke and Owen Wilson. But Mike Myers, Bruce Willis, Ewan McGregor, Ralph Fiennes were all up for parts. Joel and Ethan Coen were up for parts. Dennis Franz, Sidney Pollack, Michael Douglas, everybody was up for a part. And in the end, they went with the cast that they
Okay, now it's a dream cast, and you'd imagine an expensive cast, but...
Well, an expensive cast, if they were all charging the money that they would normally, the budget would have been somewhere around $140 million. So that wasn't possible. So everybody did it for below scale. Everybody did it for, not below scale, but below what they would normally charge. And also because the production values had to be so high. So the entire budget for the film was $85 million. And it meant that all the actors did it for a much lower price. I mean, it was funny because George Clooney sent the script. He was very much involved in putting it together. And he sent the script with a $20 note to Julia Roberts saying, I hear you work for 20 now, joking that she was now on 20 million a picture as the highest paid woman. But that was just his way of bringing her into the project. And she came in willingly and has such a fantastic part playing the mall, the dame to Andy Garcia, and as the ex-partner of George Clooney. Yeah. So she has a beautiful part in the middle of it all.
Now, you've another clip for us, Bill.
I do. This is where they're in the middle of the heist, and Brad Pitt is on the phone to Andy Garcia outlining the situation as it really is.
All right, you proved your point. You broke into my vault. Congratulations, you're a dead man.
Maybe.
Maybe. May I ask how you expect to leave?
Do you believe I'm gonna allow you to parade bags full of my money out my casino door?
No, you're gonna carry it out for us.
And why would I do that?
Take a closer look at your monitor.
As your manager's probably reporting to you now, you have a little over $160 million in your vault tonight. You may notice we're only packing up about half that. The other half we're leaving in your vault, booby-trapped, as a hostage.
You let our $80 million go, and you get to keep yours. That's the deal. You try and stop us, we'll blow both cash lines. Mr. Benedict? You can lose $80 million tonight secretly, or you can lose $160 million publicly.
That's great. You can lose $80 million secretly or $160 million publicly.
Yeah.
And the rest, of course, is the denouement of the tale. So the whole idea was to make this thoroughly enjoyable, you know, maybe not really credible, but thoroughly enjoyable.
Well, that was what Soderbergh set out to do. He said he wanted to make a movie that you just surrender to without embarrassment and without regret. And in the middle of it all, Don Cheadle wanted his role above the title. He wanted to be credited with George Clooney, Matt Damon and Brad Pitt and Don Cheadle starring. But they wouldn't do that. The film company wouldn't do it. So Don Cheadle said, take my credit off it altogether. And he's a major character in the film, so it's really weird that he's not in the credits. But anyway, he ended up in subsequent parts of the franchise getting his name above the title. But the critics adored it when it came out. People magazine said this is pure fun from start to finish. Newsweek said it bounces along with finger snapping high spirits, and Entertainment Weekly said that the heist scene was the best of the decade. So it really did come together, you know.
Now, the budget, as you mentioned, was $85 million. How did it do in the box office, and did any of the guys have points in the gross?
Well, yes. Here we go. The film grossed from $85 million, $183 million, but only at the American box office, and at the global international other box office, $267 million. So that's a grand total of $450 million. So that is seriously washing your face. And Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Matt Damon, like a whole bunch of them were on points, and Julia Roberts. And that's why they were able to defer their fees to make the thing happen. And it was a very, very happy shoot. Everybody was in awe of Carl Reiner. Everybody was in awe of Elliot Gould. The stories on the set were fantastic. The Bellagio had them all staying in 7,000 square foot villas. So everybody was treated like they were royalty.
Yeah. I don't know how many there are in the franchise now. There was an all-female Ocean's 11. I don't know which number it was, but how many are altogether, Bill?
Four.
But none measure up to the original.
Ah, the original is just the original and the best. It's so slick. Everybody, even the suits are so cool. Everybody dressed to the nines, and everybody looks fabulous, particularly Julia Roberts.
All right. On that note, Bill Hughes, film producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much for joining us. Television producer with Mind the Gap Films, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.